Thank you and good morning. Over 7 million Americans have signed up for health insurance under the Affordable Care Act. However, many residents may still be confused by the law, including whether or not they are eligible for coverage. According to local insurance agent Steve Justice, two health insurance companies are providing coverage for Humboldt County residents, Blue Shield of California and Anthem Blue Cross. Justice provided more details.
Blue Shield of California is offering only an exclusive provider organization. Simply put, that means that if you're within that EPO network of theirs, you're covered according to their policy design. If you're outside of that network, you're not covered at all.
Justice added that so many people tried to sign up by the deadline that they experienced technical difficulties.
We had people climbing in our windows, beating down the doors, the phone wouldn't stop ringing, and the website wouldn't work. So after spending hours waiting for Covered California to answer, we talked to a nice fellow down here, and he admitted that they couldn't use their website either. It wouldn't work. It was plugged. It was flooded. Too many people trying to use it.
The deadline for people to acquire health insurance under the ACA has been extended to April 15th. A donation will be made to St. Bernard's Parish. Dave Silverbrand has more.
No question that Father Eric Fried was a peacemaker. He's the St. Bernard's priest killed by an intruder New Year's Eve in Eureka. Now, a local peace group is recognizing his contributions. The interfaith group awards Humboldt County peacemakers with a cash award. They're doing it again this year, but they're honoring Father Fried in a unique and different way. Next month, they'll be presenting a gift to St. Bernard's Parish in Father Fried's memory, a way of recognizing his peacemaking contributions. Father Fried had been a priest here for 3 years in the parish, and before that, had served in Japan and other Northern California churches. Meanwhile, a St. Joseph Hospital group has been meeting each Wednesday night in the chapel to discuss their loss of Father Fried and how to honor his memory.
Thank you, Dave. Congressman Jared Huffman is looking for a boost to funding for special education and made that known with an amendment during budget committee negotiations on Wednesday. Huffman wants to increase funding for special education to more than $100 billion over the next 10 years. Currently, special education funding gets just over $6 billion a year. Huffman would offset the increase by eliminating tax breaks for big oil corporations and said in a statement that increased funding for special education would reduce strain on resources in local districts and guarantee a quality education for every child. The Law Enforcement Training Center at the College of the Redwoods will host testing for the upcoming academy class on Saturday beginning at 9 a.m. Candidates will undergo a physical examination in the morning and then take the POST, the entry-level exam battery, in an effort to become part of the next scheduled academy class in July. A practice test is available at the academy's website, and for more information, contact the academy office on campus. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Attention 6th and 7th grade students. Plan now to attend the Ideas at Work Middle School Career Camp at College of the Redwoods this June. Campers take part in fun, hands-on projects in high-tech labs, tour businesses, and explore careers. There is no cost for this camp, but space is limited. Learn more and apply online at decadeofdifference.org or call 445-7563. Don't wait. Sign up today at decadeofdifference.org and be part of it.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Newly appointed Humboldt State President Lisa Rossbacher will be on campus over the next few days, and today she will receive a tour of the campus from students. She will then meet with faculty, staff, and students at a variety of events today and tomorrow. Rossbacher, currently the president of Southern Polytechnic State University in Georgia, was named as HSU's new president last week. Rossbacher will be the seventh president in HSU's 100-year history and the first woman to hold the position. The 8.2 earthquake that struck off the coast of Chile on Tuesday caused small landslides, forced the evacuation of low-lying areas due to a minor tsunami, and resulted in the deaths of at least six people. Chile got off lightly considering the magnitude, and on Wednesday, the Geological Survey highlighted the frequency of earthquakes of all magnitudes around the globe. An 8.2 earthquake is rare, but on average, one is recorded every year, and the lower the magnitude, the greater the frequency. Residents of the North Coast regularly feel the effects of earthquakes of magnitude 4 or less, and it was just a few weeks ago a 6.9 quake struck off the coast but caused no damage. The Chile quake sent small tsunami waves into Crescent City Harbor, but the waves were far too small to do any damage, particularly after the facelift Crescent City's harbor has undergone, $54 million in improvements to protect against tsunamis. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.